You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Okay, we're back. We're going to talk to my two friends that run Marcus and Millichap here in town. We're going to talk to Gene Berman and Kirk Felici. Kirk got his start as one of Gene's original proteges doing office sales over on Miami Beach. I remember when I first met Kirk. I remember when I first met Gene. But I really do remember when Marcus came to town and broke the mold on how investment sales were done. And today, all the firms have a private client group. And it's because of you and Harvey and all of the visionaries that came out of California. I hope you see Gene is smiling. So, Gene, you landed in Miami. What was the first thing that you wanted to do to build Marcus and Millichap in South Florida?
Well, they gave me a lot of leeway to plant the flag, and I started in a hotel room in on 17th Street in Fort Lauderdale, and it was just me, myself, and I with a legal pad trying to figure it out, and I started calling other Marcus and Millichap agents within the company and telling me about the exciting opportunity that we had in front of us. And three fellows came out here.
Who?
To
Who
pioneer.
Came down? Who came down?
The oldest was a guy by the name of Arnie Zimmerman, who's now retired.
Okay.
Steve Marshall, again, he helped build the Encino office several years ago.
So he was the Encino man?
He was the Encino man. And then Evan Crystal.
Oh, Evan!
Evan Crystal was a pioneer of the office, and he came out and he rededicated himself, and he became one of the top agents in the company's
the
history.
The Crystal team. Is that his son that works with him now? His brother? Who is it?
Yeah, no, the actually his youngest brother, Drew, works with Kirk in the Miami office.
Okay.
But
Evan, there were two of them up there.
Mm-hmm. Evan has become a top 10, 11 earning agent in the firm's history. And he's a senior vice president and highly regarded and really pioneered the idea which everybody takes for granted now, and that is the broker opinions of value.
Well, high five to him for that. Is that what he does when he goes for – he goes, let me give you –
So what happens is back in the day, people did not do this, and that was let's do a market opinion of value – as to what you think your property's worth. And we'll come back within a reasonable period of time, hopefully within 3 to 5 days, and we'll outline a cash value approach as to what the property is worth and create a marketing plan as to what we would do this to expose it to the widest range of buyers in the marketplace. And he was a true believer, and he helped me leverage his skills into bringing other people on board and training those people into a proposal-based business. So with all the metrics that we look at on our dashboard in terms of running the company, for the people out there that are looking to get involved in commercial real estate, for us, the number one metric is proposal production.
Now, Kurt, I always tell people, you know, I mentor a lot of the folks from University of Florida, and mm-hmm. now it's become a lot of people kind of call me because they know that I'll open up my door and help them out. And I always say that real estate is a mentorship business.
Absolutely.
So tell me some of the things that you do to help mentor some of the brokers in your office to being some of the most successful in the country.
So there's four parts. So mentoring is one, managing, coaching, and then leadership. So the training side of it is really what we're known for, and to be able to bring someone from another discipline. You know, I have a veterinarian that's in my office. I have a former attorney in my office that so they come in with a clean slate, and we go through the metrics. Here's the market, here is with the velocity, here's the stock, and then we pick a product type for that particular individual, and then train them in regards to the nuances of that product type.
So if a student is, call them a senior at one of the universities, and maybe they want to get a graduate degree in real estate, do you have like an interim program where somebody can come in and interview or intern, or is it shadow somebody, or is it strictly hit the ground and go?
So the training program is to get them the background, the information to understand the industry. We now pair them with a mentor.
Okay.
So a senior agent, someone like an Evan Crystal or Drew Crystal in my office who have the experience to be able to transact.
And who allow them to have some pipeline so they don't go broke waiting to make money.
There's
Sorry, but that's part of the game.
Absolutely. It's a long sales cycle. It takes a long time to develop a business. This is an entrepreneurial, you know, a career that people get involved in, and it takes a while to get it going. But they have, it's kind of like a triangle. So they have the mentor who is, you know, in the market with them on a day-to-day basis. They go to meetings and they work on, they have the manager, non-competing manager. So
hold it. Yes. Say that again, because that's some of the most important words you will ever say. I would never work for a firm where I would have to compete with the manager just because the manager can come in and take whatever they want. I would much rather have somebody who's there next to me, fighting with me.
You know, that's the brilliance of George Marcus. You know, so to take someone who has experience from the field and to be able to have someone who's looking over there, figuring out how they can move their career forward without being in their pocket in regards to sharing a deal.
I got to just say, Gene, you look so freaking proud. you are so proud.
Kirk, so proud
of him.
Let me just say that Kirk came here, pioneered. He had a glass ceiling in a former sales career up in the Northeast. Came down here with a wife and three kids. He'd make X
really
amount of money.
Fair.
Yeah, he came down and he researched us out. Well, we were not Ken Rosen said a lot of nice things about us now, but 20 years ago,
Kirk found us, a pretty well kept secret.
Kirk found us, rolled up his sleeves, went to work, had a family at home, and put in the hours and made it happen, and continued to grow. And when the opportunity for the Miami office opened, and we did a sell split, and in August of 2005, he led that charge into Miami being one of the top offices of the company. But not only is he a non-competing manager, but he was a highly successful agent and transactional agent. So, you know, he walks the walk and he talks the talk. He knows what he's doing.
Well, you see, I have all these young kids and they come to me and they go, Jim, where should I start my career? And I said, well, it's different for every person. And I go, oh, that's somebody calling me for a mortgage. I'll have to tell them. I'll have to ask them if I can call them later. Now, and I will, I promise, because when you call me, it's all about you. Exactly. You got that. See, I'm pretty good. I'm not bad either.
I might use that.
Well, what you really should do, I got that from Bruce Turkell. Bruce Turkell has a great book out that it's called It's All About Them. Great holiday gift for the manager who cares.
Mm-hmm.
Mwah. But I'm sorry. High five to you, Bruce. And Ken, if you're still listening, that's what it takes to be a best-selling author, because it's two different things. It's being an author, and then you got to be the best seller. But that's a topic for a different day. So we've only got a couple of minutes left. And what I really want to do is I want each one of you to put your stamp on this. I'd like to have first Kirk, because I want you to think deep.
All right.
Okay. I want first Kirk to tell me what the one good takeaway about Marcus is, and I'm not going to really hold you to this because I'm going to bring you back again, but we're having such a great time here right across the street. Mm-hmm. But what's the one thing that you want people to know about Marcus and Millichap?
Wow. One thing.
One thing.
It would be that we partner with our clients.
That's beautiful. So then with your clients, it's all about them. And you have what's the word I want to say, an alignment of interest, the fancy way to say it.
Absolutely.
Gene, you like your protege so far, huh?
Absolutely. You know, again, as I mentioned, there is a George Marcus. He's active as ever, and a Bill Millichap. And they're clear as to the North Star, which is the North Star. It's all about the client. But one of the things that I've spent, over 30 years in the business with Marcus and Millichap that I can say is the real estate business, which is an illiquid business, not everybody makes and keep promises. I pioneered and moved out here basically on the word of George and Bill. And as a company, even though we're public, we still run like a family company. And in my opinion, we make and keep promises better than anybody in the business.
Stop right there, because I've worked with a lot of the big companies, and the number one thing that you can depend on from a big company is that it's all about them. And it sounds to me like when you're at Marcus and Millichap, it's all about your clients, the brokers, and their clients, the owners of real estate.
If you do well for your clients, if you do well for the firm, you'll do well for yourself. And if you get that order straight at the beginning of your business career, in whatever endeavor you take on, you'll do well.
So, oh, This is wonderful. Kirk, thank you so much. I could see why Alex is polished up like such a great apple and just does so great work. My friends, you've got some great guys. Alejandro, my personal guy that I brought to you guys. I love that kid. And Gene, thank you so much for being my personal friend for so many years. It's getting deep and hokey. So right now I'm going to go